With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Efforts continue to find at least 160 people still known to be missing from the Texas floods.
At a news conference Tuesday, Lieutenant Colonel Ben Baker says his team is making sure first responders and officers have the support they need as they continue their search.
We process it the best we can. We have professionals in place, our crisis intervention team.
The officials are also trying to address concerns raised about alert systems and why more preparations weren't made ahead of the flooding. Kerr County Sheriff Larry Letha on Wednesday.
I believe those questions need to be answered to the family of the missed loved ones, to the public, you know, to the people that put me in this office.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Across the state border in New Mexico, another flash flood claims lives. A man, a 4-year-old girl, and 7-year-old boy were swept away from an RV park along the Rio Ruidoso as floodwaters raged through the area Tuesday. Mayor Lynn Crawford says the river crested at least 5 feet over last year's record.
This is historic water levels that we experienced. The USGS, the United States Geological Survey gauge at Hollywood, and the Ruidoso, Rio Ruidoso, crested at a historical high of 20 feet. Last year during the historic flood, it was over 15 feet. So we're 5 feet over last year.
Dozens of homes damaged. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he and U.S. President Trump are in lockstep in efforts to secure a hostage deal.
President Trump wants a deal, but not at any price. I want a deal, but not at any price. Israel has security requirements and other requirements, and we're working together to try to achieve it.
Spoke while on Capitol Hill. A strike that led to a trash pileup in Philadelphia appears to be over. Some 9,000 public sector union workers walked off the job 8 days ago. This is SRN News. Another school settles an anti-Semitism lawsuit.
Officials at Barnard College in New York have agreed to implement a list of measures called for by Jewish students on campus in the wake of pro-Palestinian protests that broke out on campuses across the nation in the wake of the 2023 Hamas attack on Israel. A growing number of colleges and universities are coming to such agreements in the face of accusations that they have ignored growing anti-Semitism within their ranks. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court clears the way for the state to institute a ban on so-called conversion therapy in a ruling that gives the governor more power over how state laws are enacted. Conversion therapy refers to the practice of licensed counselors helping a young person abandon the homosexual lifestyle. The court ruled that a legislative committee's rejection of a state agency rule that would ban the practice was unconstitutional. This is SRN News. During a cabinet meeting, President Trump said that he wants the Federal Reserve chairman out.
Jerome Powell, who you've been pressuring to lower interest rates, he's facing accusations of lying to Congress, which is a potential crime. About the opulence.
Well, he should resign immediately. We should get somebody in there that's going to lower interest rates. Why don't you go for his resignation?
The Trump administration threatening Harvard's accreditation status. The Department of Education and Health and Human Services told the school violated federal anti-discrimination laws. Homeland Security also subpoenaed the school, asking for information on its international students. Harvard must now take action to establish a plan to return to compliance or risk losing federal student aid. This is the latest development in the back and forth between the school and the White House after officials found Harvard violated the Civil Rights Act in June by ignoring the harassment of Israeli and Jewish students. More details at srnnews.com.